While a few Tallahassee area houses of worship plan to hold services over the weekend, most are now connecting to their congregations online. I'm Tom Flanagan. Father Dave Killeen, rector of St. John's Episcopal Church, says his parish jumped into the online realm early on.
We have done live stream services over multiple platforms for the past month or so on Sundays, and that has been deeply appreciated by our parish members. And I have to say, you know, it is challenging because you have to kind of rethink how you do church and how you do worship.
Up Thomasville Road at St. Peter's Anglican Cathedral, Communications Administrator Brian Schultz says digital outreach has also replaced physical person-to-person contact.
We've been reaching out through regular email updates from the Archbishop. We've been utilizing YouTube to live stream our services as well as Facebook to live stream our services. And we've also been using other social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook, to offer kind of daily encouraging videos as we can.
For Jewish congregations, transitioning from in-person to online liturgy has a special challenge, says Temple Israel Rabbi Michael Shields.
There's a requirement of having 10 Jews when you pray many of the prayers. And so not having that quorum in the traditional way is a challenge. But being that we're in the progressive wing of Judaism, the ability to use technology to really affirm, no, we do have that quorum. And we can interact with one another and support one another with the same vigor of spirit as we did before.
But not everyone has access to or is comfortable with that technology. So St. John's Father Killeen says accommodations are made.
We've done so by producing a special printed booklet, Journeying Through Holy Week at Home. And this gives individuals and families who don't necessarily want to engage with technology the opportunity to worship and have a meaningful experience.
St. Peter's Brian Schultz admits the need to provide that experience is perhaps more important now than ever.
Holy Week is one of the richest times of the year. It's really the crux of the Christian faith. So we're trying to keep up typical traditions as much as we can.
For those in the Jewish faith tradition, the 7 days of Passover is perhaps the most widely celebrated religious festival. Temple Israel Rabbi Michael Shields believes the new way of celebration hasn't tarnished his congregation's observance.
They have adjusted in their skill set to be able to attend worship, to be able to reach out to people in the congregation. And so in some ways, it's brought people closer together.
Will the present necessity of worshiping online mean lasting change for religious practice? St. John's Dave Killeen thinks it will have an impact.
The virtual opportunities will never replace what St. John's offers Sunday to Sunday. I do think what you'll see is that it will be a strong complement to the in-person ministries that St. John's will always offer.
St. Peter's Brian Schultz believes there could be a strengthening of devotion.
Even though we're not gathering together, we are still together. So I think, as terrible as the current situation is, I think there could be a possible good that comes out of it, and that is kind of realizing our connection with the church on a more than physical level.
And Temple Israel's Rabbi Shields also hopes the present imperative will bring growth and a deeper faith connection.
Some of us have taken for granted the opportunity to gather, to be present for one another. And this will allow us to sharpen that intentionality going forward. And God willing, sooner than later, we'll actually be able to gather in person. But will we bring that intentionality of purpose and relationship to that new existence? And I really think so, and think that will be true, and I really hope it will be.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.